朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
好，弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
有一个大型巴士的司机啊。
There's a driver for a big bus.
在一个天很冷的晚上，快要下班的时候。
On a cold night, right before he get out of work.
啊，整个车上没有几个乘客，只有两三个。
There were only few passengers on the bus.
所以他就把他今天一天所吃的那些垃圾啊 ，McDonald 啊 ，whatever， 就放在这个啊一个垃圾袋里面。
So he put all the trash from McDonald's and all the meals in the trash bag.
放在他后面第一排空着的位置上面。
And he put on the empty seat behind him.
当他继续往前开的时候
，As he continued to drive，
中间上来了一个中年妇人
，And a middle-aged woman got on the bus。
他一上车以后，就注意到第一排的空位上有一个还看起来还不错的袋子
，And then so she noticed a nice, rather nice-looking bag on the first row。
但是却没有乘客
，But there was no passenger。
所以他就坐到第一排
，So she sat on the first row。
然后就趁着左右没有人注意的时候，就把那个袋子塞进他的皮包里面去。
And she looked around。While no one was noticing her, she put the bag in her own bag.
因为她不知道里面是什么，她想大概是前面的人掉的。
So she didn't know what that was. She thought maybe some passenger left it.
那位司机从后视镜里面看见这个妇人所做的这一切事情。
So the driver saw what the woman did from the rear mirror.
他就冷笑一下。
So he smirked.
他想到这个妇人等一下下车。走到家里面很兴奋地打开包要看看她带回家的是什么的时候
So he was imagining what this woman would be like after she opened the bag when she got home
我相信她一定会非常的懊恼的
I'm sure she must be very upset
弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
这个故事
And this story
我不晓得我们听的时候我们有没有什么感触
I don't know what we think of this story
可能在我们这一生的里面在我们人生所搭的巴士上面我们早晚有一天要下车的
You know, sooner or later, we're going to get off the bus of this ride of lifetime.
我们要回家的。
We are going home.
我们在主的面前，我们到底带什么回家
？But what are we bringing home before the Lord?
很多的时候，我们以为我们得到了一些东西。
Oftentimes, we think we have obtained something.
但是哪里晓得，当我们回到家的时候，我们打开来发现，原来是垃圾。
But we might be surprised after we go home that what we have obtained was just a bag of trash.
我想保罗讲的更具体哈，他说他为了基督的缘故，他把万事当作粪土。
Paul said it even more. Realistic that he considered everything rubbish.
不管我们今天在地上得到了多少人家所羡慕的东西
，No matter how much we have obtained that people admire us.
如果它不是基督，如果它没有永存的价值
，If it is not of Christ, it has no eternal value.
当我们那一天去见主，我们真正眼睛得开的时候
，That day when we go see the Lord and our eyes are open.
我们可能会发现很多人所羡慕我们所得到的东西原来在他眼中全是垃圾
We might realize that a lot of things that people envy us are but trash
有一个不是很合乎真理的笑话啊。
There's a joke that is not very biblical
他讲到有一个人上了天堂
One person went up to heaven
他碰到彼得这个彼得跟他说准许你带一个行李上来
And then so he met St. Peter and St. Peter says Okay, we allow you to bring one luggage
就像现在很多航空公司哈，只准一个行李，多的要钱了啊。
Because nowadays a lot of airlines only allow one luggage.
啊，所以他就很高兴跑回去，他想我要带什么。
So he joyfully went back and tried to pack up his luggage.
因为他很有钱哈。
Because he's very wealthy.
所以他就带了一箱的金砖。
So he brought a suitcase.Full of gold bricks.
不要说一箱了，我们现在连一个角都买不起哈。这个一盎司，这个一千多少钱？1500块还1600块
？So now gold is so precious. Each ounce is like $1,500. So we can't even get a piece of brick.
他想要带到天上，能够像地上一样好好享受，所以他带了一箱，重得不得了。
So he packed up a suitcase full of gold bricks so that he could enjoy in heaven.
所以有一个天使看到他很辛苦，他说：“你箱子里面装的是什么啊
？”So one angel asked him, "So what are you packing in your suitcase?"
他就很生气地把箱子拉开来给他看，好，全是金砖。
So he proudly opened the suitcase. It's full of gold bricks.
啊，这个天使说你带这么多铺地砖来干什么？
And then the angel says, "Why do you bring so many floor tiles?"
啊，你知道将来在天上这个黄金街碧玉城，这是启示录告诉我们的。
Because the book of Revelation says that the streets are paved with gold.
啊，你看我们在地上连一块都赚不到的，在天上是铺地砖。
So while on earth we cannot even afford a piece of gold bricks, but then in heaven they're floor tiles.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，我们真的希望在我们今生就能够有勇士的眼光，这是一个福分。
So it is a blessing if we can see things of this world with a heavenly perspective.
所有的东西都是暂时的，所有的东西都是必朽坏的。
Everything but temporary, and then they will perish.
啊，主希望我们能够追求那个永远不朽坏的，为我们存留在天上那永远的基业。
But the Lord wants us to pursue and then to obtain the inheritance that will never decay.
啊，因为我昨天肩膀被锁住，他们英文组同工在我们家开会的时候，我去看医生啊。
Yesterday I had a shoulder lock, so I went to see the doctor when the English co-workers were having meeting.
我回来的时候，他们已经吃完饭了，在开会，所以我在旁边一面吃饭一面旁听，不是偷听啊，他们邀请我旁听。
So after I came back, they already finished the meal and they were having meeting, so I was auditing.
我听到他们居然说你们年轻孩子听完我讲到只记得我讲的故事或笑话。
And then, so I overheard that they say that after they listened to my sermons, all they could remember were my jokes.
那害我很伤心哈。
So I was so sad.
那我希望你们不光记得故事，要记得我为什么讲这个故事。
I hope you don't just remember my jokes, but why I say the jokes.
所以我们刚才讲到这个女人在车上捡了一堆垃圾回家。
Like the story I talk about, this woman pick up the trash.
请你们下次想起这个故事的时候，要接着想我底下问的三个问题。
So I hope next time when you remember the story, you'll also remember the three questions I ask you.
今天是2012年的最后一个主日。
Today's the last Sunday of the year 2012.
所以我在这里问你们三个问题，不光是问年轻人，问所有的人。
I'd like to ask everyone three questions.
如果我今天就要下车的话。
See if I'm going to get off my bus today.
你们知道下车是什么意思哈？
You know what I mean by getting off the bus, right?
就是今天我要下车了。
So say today I'm getting off my bus.
啊，或是主今天真的回来接我们了。
If the Lord is coming back today to receive us.
到底我们可以带什么东西去见主？
What can we bring to see the Lord?
想一想，20秒钟，让大家想一想。
20 seconds, think about it.
你真的觉得你有什么东西可以带给主？
Do you think you have something that you can bring it?With you to see the Lord.
就是不管你现在活到10岁、15岁、50岁、90岁，到底你觉得你这一生可以带什么去见主
？Whether you're 10-year-old, 15-year-old, 50-year-old, or even 90-year-old, what can you bring with you to see the Lord?
我们能够在主面前夸说我是哈佛 PhD 吗
？Can we boast before the Lord I'm a PhD from Harvard?
我能够跟主夸奖说我在地上有30亿美金吗
？Can I boast before the Lord that I have $3 billion American U.S. dollars?
我可以在主的面前说我是地上 HP 的总裁。
Can I boast before the Lord that I'm CEO of Hewlett Packard?
到底有什么东西可以带给主
？So what can we bring to the Lord?
第二件事情。
Second question.
就算你想不出来什么东西可以带给主
，Maybe we can't think of anything to bring it to the Lord.
你会想在你下车的时候，别人会怎样形容你这一生？
What would people describe your life after you get off the bus?
你看，今年过去的两个月里面，我们教会大概有6个家庭，失去了很亲爱的家人，不管是父母或是spouse.
In the past 2 months, at least 6 families in our church have lost their dear ones, either a parent or a husband.
我们在安息聚会里面，我们都在形容他们的一生。
In the memorial services, we try to describe and remember their life.
如果 in the near future 没有多久我们真的走了
Say in the near future we're about to depart
你觉得别人会怎么形容我的这一生
What would people describe your life?
我们给别人留下来最大的印象到底是什么
What would be the biggest impression we leave behind?
我们活得真的令人怀念吗
Do we live a life that would be memorable to others?
今天早上于师母还跟我说 他的父亲虽然离世20年，他还是常常会想念他。
This morning, Sister Nancy shared with me that her father has passed away for 20 years, and yet she still remembers him often.
那更不要说我的母亲刚离开我一个多月，我常常想她。
Let alone my mother just left us about a month, and then I often think about her.
那我们走了，别人会这样子怀念我们吗？
After we leave, will people remember us?
还是很快就忘记我们。
Or they quickly forget about us.
第三个。
Thirdly.
就算这么大的想不完哈。
See, we can't think of all this.
我只问大家第三个问题。
Then let me ask you the third question.
今年就2012年，单单2012年。
This year alone, year 2012.
你在主里面最大的长进是什么？
What was your greatest growth in the Lord?
讲得出来吗？
Can you name one?
如果要想很久都想不出来，我跟你说，这一年浪费了。
If you can't think of anything, then you probably have wasted this year.
我们很多的年轻孩子可能今年长了几乎一个头哈，像 Austin 哈，长得很高。
Maybe a lot of young people have grown taller like Austin. This year.
我不是指这些。
I'm not talking about the physical growth.
我是指在主里面。
But our spiritual growth in the Lord.
今年。
This year,
当你回想的时候
as you look back,
你马上就能够知道我今年我至少在这一方面我有非常扎实的长进。
Can you quickly name one area that you have solid growth?
例如说你今年开始发现你有很稳定的灵修生活了。
For example, maybe starting from this year, you have very stable devotional.
哎呀，你发现你今年你的生命被主改变了，你不会那么容易发脾气了。
Or like you realize that you have been changed by the Lord, you're not easily angered.
哎呀，你发现你去年是这么容易被网络捆绑，而你今年在网络的事情上你自由了，你能够胜过试探。
Or you realize that you can overcome temptation of the internet this year.
你可能原来跟父母的关系非常不好，但是今年你改变了，你跟父母的关系越来越好。
Or that your relationship with your parents have improved greatly.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道到底这样子一年的时间，我们在主的面前，我们的 delta， 我们的长进是什么
？I don't know our delta or growth for the past year.
对不起，弟兄就是弟兄哈。刚才于师母用很感性的、很温和的方式，让大家回想这一年。
Just now, Sister Nancy asked us to remember and look back this year in a very gentle way.
我是用很冷酷的、很理智的方法教你们回想。
But then I was.Telling you in this very logical, very cold way.
记得这三个问题吗？
Remember these three questions?
要跟刚才的故事绑在一起啊。
Please tie them with the story I just told you.
当我们下车的时候，
When we get off our bus,
我们到底能带什么去见主？
What can we bring to the Lord?
当我们下车的时候，
As we get off our bus,
我们周围的人，甚至我们最亲的家人，会怎么形容我们的这一生？
What would people around us or our beloved family describe our life?
你觉得他会怎么去讲你？
What would they talk about you?
而第三个，
Third question.
到底在这一年里面，我在主面前最大的长进到底是什么？
What was my greatest growth in the past year?
所以许多的事情一年里面过去了啊。
Many things have gone by in the past year.
我们永远会有很多的事情发生。
Yes, there will be many things happening in our life.
你看我今年我的儿子我说出嫁了。
So like, I married off my son this year.
那以前古代是嫁女儿，现代是嫁儿子。
In the past, Chinese people would marry away their daughters, but nowadays it's the son.
因为现在太多的父母亲都说养儿子亏钱。
Because a lot of parents are complaining that it's a losing deal to raise up boys.
那养女儿划算。
It's a better deal to raise up girls.
但是也不见得都是真的哈。
Well, it's not always true.
我很高兴他结婚了。
I'm so glad that he got married.
我也很高兴我跟于师母结婚30周年，转眼30年了。
And I'm so glad that we celebrated our 30th anniversary this year with my wife.
我也很高兴我出来服侍主，放下工作出来20年。
And I was so joyful that I celebrated my 20 years of serving the Lord full time.
那同样的，我也很难过，我的母亲走了。
And I was also very sad that my mother passed away.
你看一年里面我们可以回想的时候有很多事情，有很多大事情发生了。
See, as we look back, we can think of all these great events in the one year.
旧年发生的这些大事情，到底我们生命被改变了多少？
But even with all these great events, What have we changed?
到底我们对主的认识跟主的关系改进了多少？
Have we improved our knowledge and our relationship with the Lord?
所以弟兄姊妹，这是挑战。
And that is our challenge.
啊，所以为对每一次面对新的一年，就像我去年2011年年底的时候，我就在想2012年到底会发生什么事情。
Every time we face the year end, just like last year, this time I was thinking, what would happen in year 2012?
我不知道。
I did not know.
除了我知道2012年是我结婚30周年跟服侍20周年以外
，Besides, I knew it would be my 30th wedding anniversary and 20th serving the Lord anniversary.
那我不知道我妈妈一定会走。
I did not know that my mom would pass away.
我不知道别的事情会发生在这一年的里面。
I did not know about other things that would happen this year.
我不知道于师母的身体会这一年里面退化这么多。
I did not expect that Sister Nancy's health would deteriorate so much this year.
同样的，现在是2012年的年尾，面对2013年。
Now we are at the end of year 2012, facing year 2013.
我们没有一个人知道明年会怎样。
Nobody knows what would happen.
但是就像诗歌说的，我虽然不知道明日将如何。
Just like the song says, even though I do not know about tomorrow.
他说有许多的事将要临到。
Many things will happen.
但是我却知道谁掌管我的明天。
But I know who holds my tomorrow.
对不对？还有另外一首诗歌 ，Because He lives, I can face tomorrow.
因他
你讲
还有一首诗歌因他活着我能面对明天
对不对
Isn't that true?
而且不是一种无可奈何的好像我可以去面对明天
We did not say it in a helpless way that well I will face tomorrow
他是说生命充满了希望
But yet it says that our life is full of hope
所以弟兄姊妹我们在主的面前希望那带着一个这样正面的态度
Let us have this positive attitude before the Lord
来看我们新的一年
To face this new year
那今天 我不是要讲年尾我今天是给希伯来书做个打结
Today I'm actually going to conclude the book of Hebrews
所以我们今天不需要读太多的经文因为是整卷书
Because since we're going to talk about the entire book We don't have to read many scripture verses
那我很快的帮助大家复习一下如果你中间有缺的任何一堂或者你从来没听过我讲希伯来书
I'll quickly review in case you miss some message or you never heard me speak before
我希望借着今天的复习能够刺激你一点兴趣去读希伯来书
I hope that through this review it will stir up your interest to read this book
希伯来书在我小的时候是很怕读的一本书
I used to be so scared to read this book
因为我觉得好像很复杂
Because I thought it was so complicated
可是当我们读完的时候我们发现其实它的思路非常清楚的
But yet after we finish reading we can see the trend of thoughts actually very clear.
我会发现里面的主题也非常清楚。
The theme of this book is also very clear.
不仅仅清楚，而且非常的重要。
Not only the theme is very clear, but it's also very important.
所以我希望我们不仅仅不怕，我们都能够爱它啊。
So that I hope that we will not be scared of it, but we will love it.
那希伯来书是我在这里讲到，它是非常特殊的一本书。
The book of Hebrews is a very special book.
因为圣经上每一本书都很特殊。
Actually, every book in the Bible is very special.
但是希伯来书最特殊的地方。到底在哪里
But what's the most special place? What's the most special point about Hebrews?
那个当然它的题材也很特殊哈。
Yes, the
它的文学题材
the genre, the style is very unique.
它的开头，有人说它开头像散文，中间整个 body 整个过程它像一个讲章，而它结尾像书信。
Because it start the beginning and the middle and the end all have different genres. They are like the letters or like poetry. It's very special.
但是这个不是我现在要讲的它的特点。
But this is not the characteristics that I want to talk about.
讲到希伯来书，我特别想提到三件它特别的地方。
I want to mention three special points about this book.
第一个，它是特别写给过河的一般人。
First, it's a book specially written for a group of people who have crossed the river.
希伯来本身的意思就是过河啊。
The word Hebrew means a crossing a river.
所以当时以色列国在创世纪的时候，周围的国家就叫他们希伯来族啊，这个人。
That's why in the book of Genesis, the Gentiles call this Israelite people the tribe of Hebrews.
而且他们很喜欢自称为希伯来人。
And they like to call themselves Hebrews as well.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么叫做过河的人
？So what does it mean by crossing the river.
你们听到听到过河会想到什么
？So what do you think of when you think about crossing a river？
哎，还好没淹死吗？不是哈。
Maybe. Oh, I'm so glad I didn't drown.
过河是讲到过了分别界限。
It says you have crossed this dividing boundary.
它是从一个境界被带到另外一个境界。
It's being led from one realm to another.
哦，第一个过河的就是亚伯拉罕，被神从加勒底的乌尔招出来。跨过两河来到迦南地。
The first person that crossed the river is Abraham. He was being called by God to cross two rivers into the promised land.
后来整个民族被神从埃及召出来，跨过红海，跨过约旦河，进入迦南地。
And then the entire tribe of Israelites were being called by God to cross the Red Sea and cross the River Jordan into Canaan.
所以希伯来本身就是讲到是有所分别，是跨过界限的人。
So the word Hebrew means a group of people who are being separated out and who have crossed the boundaries.
我想彼得前书二章九节是一个最好的描述。
So I believe First Peter chapter 2 verse 9 is the best description.
彼得说你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
Peter says you are a group of people being chosen and you are the holy priest and then holy people of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个分别不是小分别，是大分别。
So this is not a small separation, but a huge one.
是地跟天之间的天壤之别。
It's the difference between heaven and earth.
是圣跟俗之间的截然不同。
It's the difference between holy and uncommon.
是属仇敌跟属神之间那个完全完全不同的境界。
It's the two totally different realms between being.Belonging to the enemy and belonging to God.
所以他说我们是被拣选的族类，是君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
So it says that you are the chosen generation, the royal priesthood, a holy nation, and people specially chosen by God.
那第二个
Secondly,
希伯来书是从属天的角度来看属地事物的一本书。
The book of Hebrews views earthly things from a heavenly perspective.
今天我们在地上，我们这个人习惯活在看得见的境界里面。
Today we're so used to living in this visible realm.
啊，我们什么东西都是在乎看得见，看得见，然后我们受看得见的影响。
We care about visible things and we are influenced by visible things.
但是保罗告诉我们，我们所追求的是看不见的。
But yet Paul tells us that what we are pursuing is the things that are invisible.
因为所有看得见的是暂时的，看不见的是永远的。
Because everything that is visible is temporary, but the eternal ones are the invisible ones.
所以我们可以在地上过生活。
Therefore, we can live on this earth.
别人看我们是很平凡的人。
People may see us as ordinary people.
我们也过平凡的生活。
And yes, we indeed live ordinary lives.
我们当学生，我们结婚，我们生孩子，我们生老病死，我们撞车，我们被公司 lay off， 我们所有的遭遇跟别人看起来都一样。
We grow up, we get married, we get laid off, we got car accidents. We're just like everyone else in this world.
但是神的儿女们看事情却是从属天的角度来看。
But yet, children of God will see these things from a heavenly perspective.
我们的聚会，我们的敬拜，我们的唱诗，我们的擘饼，所有的事情，希伯来的作者告诉我们要从属天的角度来看。
So all this, even the spiritual things that we do, we gather together, we have communion, we pray, everything the author says, we shall see them from a heavenly perspective.
你这个人，在你里面最强的点，或是你看事情的价值观角度，会影响我们对很多事情的态度看法。
You know, our strengths and our value system can affect our viewpoint.
对不起，我记得要问修华这个那个英文名字叫什么？我不晓得。在我小的时候哈，我们很流行的一套侦探小说，大概我这个年纪的人知道，叫做福尔摩斯，英文叫什么？
Sherlock Holmes。
哇，你们都看到哈，连英文名字都知道。其实我是喜欢亚森罗平多于福尔摩斯。
Okay,
他是江湖大盗。
So when I was little, and then we type of Sherlock Holmes books were very popular.
啊，他是很有名的侦探，对不对？福尔摩斯。
He was a very famous detective.
那他也在训练他的助手。
And he was also training his assistant.
有一次，他带他的助手去山里面度假，去 camping 啊，去露营。
Once he took his assistant out camping.
两个人睡觉睡到半夜的时候。
While they were sleeping in the middle of the night.
那福尔摩斯把他的助手摇起来。福尔摩斯把他的助手 assistant
Holmes，
把他叫醒。
Holmes woke up his assistant.
他说：“你看见满天的繁星，你会想到什么
？”What What will you think about when you see all the stars in the sky?
啊，这个助手就说，哇，这个每一颗星星就像太阳系一样的浩瀚，宇宙真是浩瀚，人真是渺小。
The assistant says every star represents like a galaxy, so I can think of the immensity of this universe.
啊，他有很多的感触在那里发表，会这样讲的，请举手。
So, please raise your hand if you also think that way when you see stars in the sky.
真是不少人哈。
Yes, a lot of.
然后福尔摩斯就很生气，骂他。
But Holmes was very upset and scolded him.
你这个笨蛋，我们的帐篷被偷了啦。
You stupid! Actually, someone stole our tent.
怎么会睡觉睡到一半可以看到满天星星呢？
How could we see the stars in the sky when in the middle of the night?
你看，我们刚才举手的都是很有诗情画意的人。
对 ，all people who raise hands are very sentimental people.
啊，看到这些就想到人渺小啊，开始作诗了。
When you see the stars, you think about how small we are and start writing poetry.
福尔摩斯是侦探，他看事情都从不同角度看的。
But Holmes was a detective, so he sees things in a different perspective.
所以很多的时候，我们看到、我们感受，不见得是真的，不见得是对的。
A lot of our thoughts are feed.Things are not actually right,
或者不见得是最重要的
or they are not that important.
弟兄姊妹，希伯来作者在这里告诉我们要从属天的角度看属地的事情。
But the author of the book Hebrews tells us to see, to view earthly things from a heavenly perspective.
这是真智慧，这是真成熟。
And that is true wisdom and maturity.
而第三件事情
，Thirdly,
他在这里告诉我们，这卷书是一个。荣耀的应许还有严肃的警告交织而成的一本书
This book is interwoven with glorious promises and serious warnings
哎呀 我上次讲到读希伯来书或者你 真进入希伯来书的时候你会高兴的想跳起来哈
If you really read and get into the book of Hebrews you will be overjoyed and will jump for joy
因为它是这么荣耀的一本书 把那个应许把荣耀的前途讲得这么好
Because this is such a great book of promises, it gives this glorious hope and future.
但是你也很少看见有一卷书像希伯来书讲警告讲得这么严肃。
But yet we hardly see a book like the book of Hebrews talk about these serious warnings.
所以在中国有相当大的一这个有不少的人在这里认为人不是一次得救能够永远得救就是根据希伯来书的警告来的。
In China, a lot of Christians still think that Once we are saved, we are not saved once and for all. It's because of the warnings in the book of Hebrews.
因为里面有些警告讲得很严肃，就再也没有赎罪祭了。
Because some of the warnings are very serious and solemn. For example, there's no more atoning sacrifice.
哦，里面讲到很多的警告，是我们读的时候我们都会紧张的。
There are many warnings that would really make us nervous.
而这些的警告常常是接在那么荣耀的陈述之后。
And yet, most of these warnings follow the glorious descriptions and promises.
因为讲到他讲到神儿子这么伟大，我们怎能这样子的忽略他
？It says, if Son of God is so great, then how can we neglect him like this?
他讲到他为我们成就的救恩是这么荣耀、这么真实，你怎么能够再回去再去杀牛杀羊、再去守律法？
It says, the salvation that he has accomplished is so real and so glorious. How can you still go back and to kill bulls and goats to offer sacrifice?
你怎么能够把神儿子重钉十字架？你怎么样能够践踏神儿子？
How can you still crucify Son of God once again or trample him?
所以这是一个荣耀的应许跟严肃的警告相互交织的一卷书。
So this book is interwoven with glorious promises and also serious warnings.
一面把我们带得很高很荣耀。
On one hand, it brings us to a very high and glorious realm.
一面它又给我们最严肃的警告跟提醒。
And on the other hand, it gives us most solemn warnings and reminders.
那第二个，希伯来书它有一个特别特别的主题，从整卷书里面都在讲的。
Then Hebrew also has a very special theme that.Across the whole book.
就是它是特别论到神儿子耶稣基督的一卷书。
This is a book specially examined the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
所以我在过去的十一堂里面我分了四个大题来讲它。
So in the past 11 messages, I have preached in four categories.
第一章、第二章我讲到这无可比的基督。
First two chapters talk about the incomparable Christ.
你连比都不要比的。
You cannot even compare.
他是神的儿子。
He's son of God.
神早就立他承受万有。
Because God already ordained him to inherit all.
而且万有借着他造的，也是借着他全能的命令在这里托住了万有。
Everything was created by him was also upheld by him.
今天没有一个力量能够跟他相比的。
There's no strength, no force can be compared with him.
你光地球这样子一个小小的小这个转动，每个小时1040 miles.
Even the self-revolution of Earth, it's so fast.
他绕着太阳这样子的转，一个小时1000多 miles. 如果不是神弄合适的地心引力，或是这些力量的平衡，人早就飞出去了。
Without the gravity and all the balances of all the forces, then we can easily be thrown off the earth.
同样的，你我的生命，你我的家庭，你我的生活，如果不是神托住，早就出去了。
And your life, my life, our families and our work, if God did not uphold it, then we can easily be thrown off.
他是神的儿子。
He is son of God.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。